I'd like you to gently close your eyes, and as you sit or lie there comfortably, I'd like you to take 4 deep breaths, and each time you breathe out, I would like you to say to yourself the word relax. And as you look into the darkness of your own eyes, I'd like you to imagine you're looking into the night sky. The sky is beautifully clear. You can see many stars glimmering through to you. You may feel a sense of calm and serenity as you scan your vision across the universe. You notice certain patterns emerging from the clusters of stars, forming relaxing and friendly images. One cluster in particular seems to hold your attention. It almost looks like a pair of hands. And slowly, allow your vision to zoom towards the cluster. And the closer you zoom towards the cluster, the more relaxed you feel. As you go closer and closer to the cluster, you see that it is indeed a large pair of hands with something in them. Intrigued, you move your vision closer to the hands. The closer your vision gets to the hands, more relaxed you feel. And as you get closer and deeper relaxed, you see the pair of hands is cradling, smiling, laughing baby. And as you look closer still, getting even deeper, deeper relaxed, you know this baby is you. Not the physical personality who adopted the ways of the world and is now burdened with whatever problems you have, but the real you, the inner child, the universal child that has no negative emotions, is pure and happy and content. This child was created out of an eternal fusion of light and darkness, emptiness and energy, force and form, all for a purpose. And that purpose was to love and to be loved. if it has not experienced the love that it expected, or found some reason that its love was not returned. And please understand that it is not the fault of the child. It remains the highest creative expression of a loving and bountiful universe, and its one obligation is to show its love in the present unconditionally, not to prove its superiority, nor to gain material possessions, but to love and to be loved. Now I would like your vision to continue zooming forward past the baby, and as you zoom further forward, you again feel more and more relaxed and comfortable, and in the distance you see a large screen coming into view. And as you get closer and closer, you see it's almost like a large TV screen or a cinema screen. And as you look at this screen, you notice yourself in the past. And on this screen, I would like you to project a time in your past when you were happy, when you were with family or friends or even both. And as you look at the scene, I'd like you to see all those little intricate details. Perhaps what people were wearing, what was around you. Now, I would like you to slowly increase the colour of this scene. Increase the colour so that it's bright and vibrant. You may also notice some sounds in the scene. I'd like you to focus on any sounds you can hear, whether it's people's voices, whether it's the wind, whatever it is. I'd like you to make this scene as real as possible. And I'm wondering if you can smell any odours. Perhaps a familiar, comforting smell. Or something more unusual and relaxing. And notice what you're wearing, how your clothes feel. Perhaps they're soft and comforting, or light and airy. And as you look around the scene, focus your attention on the people who were there. Allow your mind to be receptive to their positive feelings towards you. You know you are held in high regard, and these people had very warm feelings towards you. You can almost feel the positive emotions permeate every cell of your body, giving you a warm, comforting glow. And become aware of your own positive feelings towards these people. Perhaps you admired them, enjoyed their company, or even loved them. You know you are the same person now as you were then. You deserve happiness, love, and self-respect just as much now as you did then, and still have the same, if not more, qualities. The same, if not more, qualities for which you were and still are loved. And I'd like you to call out to your younger self and embrace them. Ask them to remain with you as you gain the strength to overcome the self-destructive impulses. Now I'd like you to visualize the object that you had an addiction or an overindulgence with in front of the screen, right in front of the screen. You notice this object is clouding your view from a happy, wonderful scene. I would like you to imagine you grabbing the object with both hands and throwing it over the screen and watching it disappear deep into space, gone forever. And as the object zooms further and further away from you, so you'll feel a great weight, a burden has been lifted off your shoulders, and you feel more and more relaxed, positive, and determined the further and further away the object is zooming. And the thing about space is that when an object is pushed into a direction, it will continue to fall into that direction forever, moving further and further away from you as each moment passes. And as the object has completely gone from view, I'd like to tell you, you're back to your natural self. In life, everyone has bad days. However, you know that indulging will only make you feel worse. And as you face up to your problems, so you will learn how to deal with them. As every day goes by, you will become better and better at dealing with things. Perhaps you will find more positive things to do with your time, new hobbies or interests, as your way of thinking and acting is improving all the time. You're more in control of how you think and feel. You are free. There may be some moments when you feel pain, but these moments will quickly pass. And will get less and less as time goes by. I would like you to again focus on the screen. Again feeling the warmth and happiness of the moment. And you know that this feeling of happiness, warmth and calmness is yours to keep, yours to take back with you, yours to experience throughout the rest of your life. And I'd like you to thank your younger self for helping you to give up your habits or indulgence once and for all. And I'd like you to know that you can visit your past self whenever you wish. And in a few moments' time, I'm going to wake you. You'll hear me count from 1 to 10. And at the count of 8, I would like you to open your eyes. And by the count of 10, you'll be fully wide awake. All normal sensations will return to every part of your body, but you'll bring with you all the positive things that you've learnt from this experience and infuse them with your everyday life. So ready? 1, 2, 3, I'm waking up. 4, 5, 6, I'm waking up. 7, 8, open your eyes. 9, 10, I'm fully wide awake.